The Idaho craft beer industry has exploded over the last 10 years, and as more breweries open, space in beer coolers across the region has become valuable real estate. Frankie Barnhill has this report on an increasingly competitive market and the final installment of our series Distilled.
Mike Francis overlooks the operations at the headquarters of Payette Brewing in Boise.
So we're standing on the brew deck. We have a four-vessel brewing system. Each vessel is used throughout the process. It goes from one to the other.
Francis grew up in Boise and went to college in Seattle, where he was inspired by the Northwest craft beer movement of the early 2000s. He knew that his hometown didn't have a brewery with big distribution aspirations, and he saw an opportunity.
I looked at Boise saying, you know, Boise doesn't have that. The production brewery didn't really exist.
He opened Payette Brewing in Garden City in 2010, and the brewery quickly became a leader in the nascent craft beer scene. The beers had Idaho-themed names like North Fork Lager, and locals embraced the young startup from the get-go.
During that time, you know, it grew faster than I expected. Right off the bat, it was a pleasant surprise.
In 7 years, Payette grew exponentially, and they began shipping the Idaho beer to six neighboring states. But Francis knew it was important to stay connected to their local customers by building a larger taproom in their new facility. These days, he says that taproom makes up about 30% of the company's revenue, while distribution lagged a bit last year because of one major hurdle.
Local wins in every single market. So the further away we get from here, the less local we are.
Chris Furbacher learned the value of localism when his parents purchased Grand Teton Brewing in 2009.
You know, the word contracted isn't always construed as a good thing, but in our case, I think it is.
The Eastern Idaho Brewery is the oldest in the state, established by a home brewer in 1988. When Furbacher's family bought it, the beer was in 20 different states, many of them far beyond the Northwest.
So we were spread pretty far, far and thin. And one thing that we made a conscious decision to do was get some deeper roots in our local market.
He says the company's deliberate rebranding as an Idaho brewery culminated in 2014 when Grand Teton introduced Ale 208, a session ale that has the Gem State written all over it.
All the malted barley is all Idaho grown. The hops are Idaho grown. Of course, our water is glacial melt from the Tetons. So it's a pretty cool product.
Being able to say that, you know, we use a high percentage of Idaho hops, Idaho malt, is going to be one thing that's going to help Idaho brewers stand out in the marketplace. And I would certainly expect producers in that region to market it based on that.
That's Bart Watson, economist with the Brewers Association, a national trade organization. He says the fierce competition Grand Teton and Payette are experiencing beyond their local markets is playing out in other established craft beer regions. The economist says although the double-digit growth of craft beer from a few years ago is over, there's still room for more businesses to sprout up in 2018.
We see no sign of the number of breweries slowing down, so we're going to see more breweries opening, but most of them are going to be very small and locally focused. I think the challenge is that distribution will continue as we move toward a more mature, competitive marketplace.
But Watson cautions that localism shouldn't be emphasized at the expense of flavor and quality. In the West End neighborhood of Boise, there's a new brewery that's aiming to put quality and community on a level playing field right from the start.
Mike Edmondson, I'm a co-owner of Clairvoyant Brewing Company. We're down here at the brewery at 28th and Idaho.
Clairvoyant Brewing co-owner Mike Edmondson recalls how he and his two business partners came together to open last October after years of home brewing.
Would go places, whether it's Portland or Bend or around in Boise, and would have some craft beer and go, man, this is pretty good, but I like my beer better.
Edmondson says they see themselves as a neighborhood bar with a brewery attached, and the up-and-coming West End has been excited to have them.
People walk in the front door, and it's like finding a new room in their house. They're amazed. They're like, I didn't know this was here. This is great. This is in my neighborhood. I could come down here and have a beer anytime I want. We say, yes, you can.
Clairvoyant plans to produce about 400 barrels of beer this year. That's about 4% of what Payette sold in 2017. Edmondson says although they want to distribute their beer, you won't find Clairvoyant labels outside the Treasure Valley anytime soon. For now, staying small makes sense for Clairvoyant's three owners, who all plan to keep their day jobs and maintain their home brewing ethos. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.